This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 151. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. Hey, I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we are grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello.
Hey, Craig, how's it going? Are you ready for Christmas?
Well, nah, you know, I was.
And then what happened?
Hey, what? Do we really have to talk about budgeting for Christmas right now? No, yeah. I got one of those emails about something. I guess I've been on a waiting list for like 6 months for something.
Okay.
And I don't need it. Well, we never need anything as we coach, but one of those graphics cards, those video game graphic cards that are extremely rare that you can't get, and yeah, people are paying like 2-3 times the retail price.
Yeah.
Well, I got an email from EVGA, which makes this one brand, which is one of the better ones out there. And hey, my name came up and I can buy it at retail.
So it's going to blow your budget.
Yeah, but I could flip it.
Oh, okay.
You can flip it for double on eBay and stuff like that. So,
but don't you want it for yourself?
I already have one.
Oh,
okay. I bought a new PC like back in March.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, then flip it, man.
Anyway. But yeah.
Let's see. What else we have going on here? Well, we're pretty much ready for the holidays here. We put lights up on our house for the first time ever. You know, normally I'm all
humbug.
Bah humbug and the Grinch about wasting money on decorations. But I realized that seeing other people's lights gives me such great joy.
Aw.
Aw.
Maybe. So there's a soft side to Amanda.
Yeah. So that maybe it's not a waste of money if I actually experience joy from it, right?
Yeah, well, it's the experience, right?
So we put up lights in 85 degree, sweaty, sweltering heat last weekend in Tampa. And I thought, well, this isn't how it's supposed to go, right? Usually you're supposed to be freezing.
Well, I can tell you where to go.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's been very warm here. 60s, 70s every day up here, so.
Yeah, so we have record high temperatures all week. So we have Christmas lights for the first time ever. And we're staying home for Christmas this year. We're not traveling. Okay.
That's probably a good move the way things are going right now.
Well, but I'm going on a cruise in the first week of January, so.
You got that there. Okay.
We're all boosted. We've got our booster shots. Everyone at our party does. And Carnival sent an email just yesterday, hot off the press, about even stricter mask mandates and testing requirements and all that. So they're trying, you know.
Yeah, they want to stay in business.
I honestly think the cruises are doing a better job than anyone else at this point in time.
Yeah, they don't want anyone to, don't want to need any bad press. And they want
to, I mean, you don't have to take a COVID test to get on an airplane domestically, but you have to take one to get on a cruise. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, there's that. No.
Yeah. So I think it's better, but yeah. So that's what's going on here. But what do we have going on this episode?
Well, we just have four quick questions and very relevant to everybody. So let's check out the first one. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Do you recommend making an extra year-end mortgage payment for rental properties in order to pay down the mortgage faster?
Yes. I mean, I would say pay down the mortgage as fast as you can any time of year.
Well, that goes back to the last episode. People are coming in different strategies and all this stuff. Yeah, just pay your mortgage. Just pay it. Then add
but
more
I
to
think
it when you can.
One of the strategies is if you pay, so some mortgage companies allow you to pay partial payments on a mortgage.
Okay.
And they'll apply it. So if you make a payment every 2 weeks instead of once a month, it ends up being an extra full payment a year.
There you go.
So maybe that's what this person was talking about. Well, but yeah, I mean, I don't care when you do it. Just pay it as fast as you can at any time.
But you know, I've heard this through the years to make an extra payment at the end of the year. I think it's just overthinking.
I don't think it matters when you do it during the year.
Just do it. Just pay it. Just pay it off. That was a simple answer. See,
the only possible advantage, and this is a stretch, people.
Okay.
Would be you can take your mortgage interest as a business expense on Ooh. Your rental properties. So your interest that you are paying would be higher if your balance is higher earlier in the year than it is at the end of the year. But it's probably so inconsequential that it's not that big of a difference.
I was going to say, unless it's a very expensive property, aren't we nickel and diming?
It's totally nickel and diming. And just pay it off, because why would you want to pay more, have more money go to the bank's pocket than your own anyway? So,
question number two. Is anyone bailing on international funds? I can't get a positive return, and I'm thinking of moving back to regular U.S.-based mutual funds.
Well, so I have always, and this is one of those, you know how much I like the word always and never, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
I have always said to stay away from international funds.
I used to do that when I first started investing at work in my 457, government version of 401k. And they were putting me in international in the very beginning. But back then, you couldn't research. But
well, once I think Dave Ramsey has historically recommended a small percentage be in international, right?
He's like 25%, which I totally disagree.
Like a fourth. He's
totally
got disagree. Fourth ways. But I mean, like in the last year or so, I think he's changed his tune. Because they haven't been performing well. I mean, there are some exceptions. There's some technology funds that are international that do very well, or were doing very well during the pandemic, at least. But every technology fund was doing well, you know, in the U.S., overseas, anywhere during the pandemic. So,
but you know what changed with that, though, in international technology funds is because of China's crackdown on technology. All those have tanked. So that's not even a good option anymore. So as we coach, stick with the S&P 500 funds and anything domestically that will outperform it. Because if those companies ever go bankrupt, we got bigger issues.
Yeah, I think you're overthinking it. Just stick with the S&P 500. The 500 stands for the United States best or top 500 companies. That's what the 500 means.
And many of the ones in the top are actually international U.S.-based companies. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon. Those are in the top list. So you do have international funds, but you don't have all that nonsense going on overseas. And, you know, it's a great, you know, your odds are better just sticking with that. People overthink it. They really do. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with two great questions. Listen to Rock the Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig.
Yeah. Hey, so back on the Christmas topic, do you do Christmas cards?
Do I give them?
Yes.
I need to start doing that. No, I don't. I need to start doing that, but I don't have any addresses.
Well,
I haven't even bought a stamp in like, I don't know when the last time I bought a stamp. I don't even know how much they cost.
Do you receive Christmas cards?
Not really, no. Oh. Probably because I don't give any.
Probably because you don't give any. I love getting Christmas cards.
All right. Hold on. Let me put my to-do list now. I got to send you a Christmas card.
Well, yeah. But also, I send Christmas cards every year, and we create a newsletter of like a year in review type of summary page with pictures and everything.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's a lot of work, actually.
Yeah, but that's like a great present. It's a present in a roundabout way. Yeah,
I think so. It's always a real pain in the behind, though.
Yeah, but it sounds awesome. I like that idea.
Yeah. I'll email it to you since you won't give me your address.
Oh, my God. Hey, we got two more questions.
Also, yes. I thought, how is anyone else supposed to send us Christmas cards? Where is our address on our website?
Well, we do have an address, and I need to publish that. I know I have said this for the last 150 episodes. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We're going to start streaming this live.
Yeah.
We're going to stream our recording of the podcast because I got everything set up here ready for it. I've been testing out on my gaming channel on Facebook. Okay. And you don't have to be on camera, obviously, but I'm going to have it. So it will see my office. I'm going to be on camera and I'll have a live chat room. It will be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/rockthemoney. You can watch our live streaming of the podcast recording. I will read the chat room. If it's a relevant comment, I will reference it, but we will pretty much ignore it as we're recording. But we'll see how that goes. We kind of did that a while ago. I want to bring that back.
We did a couple of them, yeah.
Well, now that Facebook is kind of like helping make podcasting happen now, and they're really big on creators right now going into 2022, we want to take advantage of the tools that they're providing us. So we're going to give it a shot. We'll see how this works. So.
Anyway, how is anyone else supposed to send me a Christmas card if they don't know how to reach me is my point.
Well, you want to say your address right now?
No, not my personal address. I want it to go to the podcast address.
All right, here's our address, actually. It's Rockland, USA, 201 East Patrick Street, Suite 271, Frederick, Maryland, 21701. I'll put that in the show notes.
There you go.
There you go. You can send us candies, cookies, anything like that, and I'll ship them all down to Amanda.
I don't need any of that.
All right,
question three. Should I sell my NASDAQ fund in the brokerage account to miss a coming downturn? I doubled the investment already from buying in April 2020.
You know why I added this?
Yeah, because someone thinks that they have a crystal ball.
Yeah, it's a crystal ball question. I don't like crystal ball questions. But I added it so we can now, you can go ahead and say what's going to happen. You have a crystal ball, don't you?
No, I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't have one here in my office either. Everyone keeps coming up with this downturn.
Yeah, but you can also miss an upturn. So, it's a gamble either way.
Remember after the election, I don't get political, but remember after the election, everybody was thinking stock market was going to crash. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's way up since the election.
Way up.
So, no, nobody knows.
It's having a rough month, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And there's a small, they call it Santa Claus rally, blah, blah, blah. But no one knows. The key to investing.
Tell me more about the Santa Claus rally because I could use a rally this week.
Look, guys, stop overthinking this. Stay consistent. Don't touch it. Don't move it. If you're in the right funds in the first place, you shouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
The number one reason people don't have money in their retirement accounts is because they don't put money in there. It's not because they're in the wrong fund. I mean, that can be a cause. But the big deal is nobody's investing. Get your money in there. Stop screwing with it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, because the worst thing that's going to happen, this happens all the time to people I know, is that they're like, oh, you know what? I know what's going to happen. And then they pull their money out and the exact same opposite thing happens and they're kicking themselves.
And they'll say, well, such and such said, a lot of these people make money on saying that stuff, but no one holds them accountable. They're like weathermen. They don't know. Nobody knows.
And it might have been easier to make those predictions in the past before you had all of everyone having the ability to trade from the cell phone in their pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's Robin Hooders no longer the case. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, AMC and GameStop, how's that working out for everybody? Next question. Yeah, I told everybody not to do that. What happened? It's tanking.
Yeah.
Hey, question number four. Would it be better for me to invest $500 a month into a Roth IRA or invest all $6,000 at once at the beginning of the year? You notice I had two questions in here about beginning of the year or end of year.
Yeah.
Because now people are starting to think that way.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So I feel like this is a chicken and the egg type question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, there are schools of thought that, so there's the dollar cost averaging theory, right? That buy things, $500 a month each month, and then you're going to get the benefit of buying sometimes at a sale price. Sometimes you're going to pay a little bit more for it, but over the course of the year, it'll average out to a favorable amount.
Right. I've heard that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it may not.
Yeah. Or you may just happen every single month to buy it at the high and then a few days later.
Yeah. You don't know. It's a crystal ball again. So.
Yeah. I tend to just drop all my money in at once, so I have a big chunk to invest all at once.
I'm the same way. I just get it in there.
If you can't afford $6,000 all at once, then I think it's absolutely a great idea to do $500 a month, and that's part of your monthly budget. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Right. So I think you're winning either way.
I used to overthink it in my early years of investing until I really saw what I was doing. I'm like, it doesn't make a difference. The thing is, I just need to get the money in there. It took me a long time to realize you don't know. You can watch all the CNBC you want. You can listen all the you can listen to our podcast. We at least admit we have no idea. There's a bunch of people that sell courses claiming they know.
We know what's happened historically, but no one knows the future.
Over time, it always goes up. We've always stuck with that. And everybody that's listened to us, you know how many emails we get about people with success stories? Not a single person has ever emailed, ever saying we were wrong.
That's true.
Not a single person has come back mad at us.
But we're also not soliciting those emails. So if you're not happy.
I would not be happy that would ruin my streak.
Keep your emails to yourself if you're not happy.
But how many times have we gotten emails where I send them over to you and I look, this person became a millionaire. Another one. And they said, I'm so glad I just made this simple. And what happened? Now, granted, the stock market, everything's been great for the last 2 years.
Yeah. But which happens to be how long we've been doing this podcast.
Yeah, we've been on a good streak.
But I mean, that's pretty amazing that we've made people millionaires in such a short amount of time.
Yeah. And they stopped moving their money around and they left it alone. And sure enough, it went up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a good episode. It was a quickie.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.